May 26th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Spiritual leaders must lead souls to their salvation. This is their responsibility in my eyes. To remain silent on the matters of sin is to become a tool in Satan's hands. Sodomy, same-sex marriage, is a sin. Do not tell me you cannot speak out against this sin because it is political. Sin should not be a political issue. It is the government who is mixing sin and politics. You, as spiritual leaders, must identify sin as sin. Silence is Satan's masquerade, the mask he wears to cover the truth. If you do not lead your flock in the truth, you lead them in untruth. You do not hold your office to be popular, to be important, or wealthy. Your office has been given to you to help souls choose right from wrong. There must not be any compromise. My father destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the very reasons some celebrate legal approval of same-sex marriage. There was no celebration after God's wrath visited those cities. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 5, 1 through 4. The synopsis: every priest is taken from among men, as called by God, and appointed to offer themselves as gift and sacrifice for sins. Every priest is able to have compassion on the ignorant and erring in sin, because he himself is also beset with such weaknesses of sin, and for that reason is obliged to offer sacrifice of himself for the sins of the people he leads, as well as for himself. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is bound to offer sacrifice for his own sins as well as for those of the people. And one does not take the honor upon himself, but he is called by God, just as Aaron was. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.